Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the illustrious Bull Bryant event, the success of that, and a little earthquake talk.
Hot earthquake talk.
Hot earthquake talk. Before we get into that, there is something called e-skimming, everybody. Cyber criminals watch online shopping carts to steal credit and debt card info, names, birth dates, passwords from websites and mobile apps. You got to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. We love the internet. We love the ease. We love the convenience. We got to have something to help protect ourselves. Good thing there's LifeLock. Identity theft, yet another issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You can miss certain identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like, say, your Social Security number. For sale on the dark web, how would you know that? Well, you have to have dark web. Excuse me, you have to have LifeLock to detect it. And if they detect your information, they will send you an alert. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Join LifeLock now and get an extra 10% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code ADAM and get an extra 10% off.
The holidays are around the corner. It's time to drink too much, eat too much, and fight about Trump at the dinner table. Luckily, we've got just what you need to make the most of this most wonderful time of the year. Introducing the Corolla Christmas Stocking. The custom embroidered stocking is adorned with the hand-knit word, acehole, sewed on by talented elves and or children from the Orient. What's inside? Glad you asked. With your purchase of the Corolla Christmas Stocking, you'll get an ACS Nativity Scene t-shirt featuring Max Apata as Baby Jesus and Adam as Mother Mary, a custom Happy Birthday Jesus ornament, 4 Corolla Drinks wine glasses, plus 2 bottles of your choice, all for only $99. And for those who want to go big for the holiday season, you can also purchase the Stocking Scrapbook Combo for only $175. Get the stocking and the 10 years of ACS scrapbook, signed by the entire network for the ultimate Corolla fan in your life. So get to CorollaDrinks.com today and get ready. The holidays are coming.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for month 7 of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month's shipment includes a recording of Adam breaking down Adam's 12 favorite songs of all time. A jar of Coffee Booster, perfect for filling you up in the AM so you don't eat the donuts that asshole brought into the office. Heavenly Kettle Corn, the most delicious kettle corn in the known universe. Seriously, we've eaten a concerning amount of it at the studio. Bottle of Mangria or 33 wine, and a custom silver Mangria flask for the aforementioned booze. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, got to get on. That's that Drew, specialist and I was with addiction medicine. God, I had an interesting turn of events. Well, no, not bad. Not bad. Just, God, I think you, of all people, could really sort of drill down on this one, which the other week, I got a call, I got an email from Jimmy saying, hey, man, you want to go into Kevin and Bean? You know, Bean's essentially leaving, going to England, you know, 30 years of Kevin and Bean. I was like, Jesus Christ, 25 years ago, I met you over there. And then I had this experience, which is later that day, I ended up having a pitch meeting. And I don't know if you guys know, I don't know if you know, but whatever, TNT or WGN or whatever the hell is a million, I don't know. They're on the 9th floor of that building where K-Rock was in Burbank.
Oh, the in where we when we used to,
not
we
you, no, where I started. In
yes,
that building.
And on Olive,
you were there.
Olive and Riverside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
where Daltz used to be.
Right. And not only is it in that building, it's on the floor. It's on the ninth floor.
Wow.
Yeah, what is hey, I don't know if we can figure it out. Where was my pitch today, Matt? Matt'll tell us where it was.
TNT, TBS.
TNT, TBS. They've taken over the whole ninth floor.
One of the reasons I know vividly it's not floor nine, I had to climb the stairs after the 92 earthquake.
Oh,
to
really?
Climb up to the ninth floor there.
94 earthquake.
Whatever that was.
Yeah, 94.
Check it out for us.
It's 94.
Okay.
I know it was 94 because I'd bottomed out that earthquake in me.
This is the Northridge quake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like February of 94.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had bottomed out in terms of whatever plans I had in life. I just hit bottom.
And then there was an earthquake on top of that?
No, what happened was, is as I've told you, my girlfriend, I had a girlfriend.
The stripper girlfriend?
No. I had a girlfriend. We'd not been together that long. Maybe we'd been together a month or 3 weeks or something like that. She had spent the night at my house I was renting in La Crescenta.
Yes.
Her apartment was along the river in Sherman Oaks.
Yes.
Like literally just one, you know, there was like the river, the LA River, whatever,
the cement river
runs through, yeah, Sherman Oaks, and hers is like across the street.
Yeah.
And Ventura Boulevard, whatever, right in the middle of Sherman Oaks. She was from Minnesota. She never experienced an earthquake before. We were just in La Cañada. So it was like La Crescenta. It's like the old farmhouse kind of rattling around a little bit. Like, yeah. I'd been through them, you know. Yeah. I used to do earthquake rehab. So yeah. I was like, she's like, oh, man, my apartment and this, that, and the other. And I was like, it's old buildings framed. You know, it's plywood. It's stucco. It's just going to rattle around a little, blah, blah, blah. It's no problemo. People don't remember that there was that like liquefaction thing going on with the river. It followed. It was the Northridge earthquake,
yeah,
but it followed the veins of it. Sort of went out through the LA River.
And there was two things. It was that and the building of some of those condos on stilts with the subterranean, not even subterranean, the first floor parking. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Any. Well, it was a little subterranean sort of driveway down.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Point is this. So I said to her, yeah, your apartment's fine. We go through this stuff all the time. Probably a couple broken dishes or something.
Uh-oh.
She had slept over. We'd not been together that long. She, her apartment was condemned. So we went.
did it pancake like some of them?
No, it's just we went to her apartment and there's like red tape in front of it. Like you cannot go in there. And then her old Nissan piece of junk car. She was basically a waitress at the restaurant that was on Ventura Boulevard, like the
we got to do a thing sometime where we find these women and interview them, please.
It's gonna be sad.
Please,
I'm gonna get me too.
Help me with that.
What is it? The Amazon Cafe or the Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on Ventura.
Yeah.
So her business got red tagged.
Oh, my gosh.
Her home got red tagged. My business was in the basement of, my boxing, what I was doing, that got red tagged. So
was that in Pasadena?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was in the basement of like a 200-year-old building
something. But it got somehow
there was no work for a week or whatever it was. It was in the basement. It was an old building.
Yeah, until they assessed it probably, yeah.
Her car blew a head gasket. She couldn't go anywhere. She couldn't make any money. She didn't have any money. I didn't have any money. I had no money. But her mom was slated to come out from Minnesota and stay with her.
Uh-oh.
Her mom had already bought the airline tickets and was on her way, essentially. She could not stay. We'd figured out that her mom could like stay on the sofa.
Your place?
Well, she was on the way.
I like the way you guys think. She'll be fine. She'll be all right.
Well, what are we going to do? She didn't have money for like a hotel.
Put her on the plaid sofa. It'll be all right.
She was going to stay with her daughter. But her daughter's now staying with me, and we weren't together that long.
This is the sofa with four dudes in La Crescenta. What was that like?
You got to ask Ralph and Corlin. Exactly. So then I broke out with a disease. Like, you thought it was herpes. I don't know what it was. Lesions, night sweats, swollen tongue, mess. I have no doctor.
Wow.
I have no doctor. I have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
There's no medication. There's no doctor. I don't have a doctor. I don't have money for medication. I don't have anything. I just have a disease that I'm just going to ride out. Then her mom shows up at the door, and I answer. And I'm a mess.
With the swollen tongue and everything.
And the mom's like, what are you doing to my daughter? You know, and I'm like, listen, she lost her job. I don't have a job. Her car's broken down. We have no money. Her apartment's condemned. And me and the mom have it out on the front porch.
Oh my God.
Like, we literally get into a shouting
match. In her presentation? Or does she still have been there for a while going, what the hell?
She walked up, like, literally got dropped off by cab, knocked on the front door. I opened the front door. I was a mess.
Oh.
And she was like, what are you doing? Like, who are you?
This is the one I want to talk to.
And we had it out. Like, and by the way, I was in no mood.
And
like,
what did you say? What do you mean? What am I doing? One of those moments? Or
I don't remember all the official particulars, other than we had it out verbally on the porch of this house.
Where was your girlfriend?
Standing behind me, probably.
Oh, Jesus.
In La Crescenta.
Oh.
And she still had to sleep on the sofa. Like, there's no... She stayed. The whole thing, people don't realize they do. But, I mean, when you're poor, you just got to lump it. Like, you don't go, I'm going to get my credit card. I'm going to hail a cab. I'm going to the Holiday Inn. Like, you can't do that. You're poor.
Yeah.
Poor people you sleep on the sofa.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. You don't get to get indignant and, like, leave.
Did she take her daughter and go?
Go where?
To a hotel or something?
No, I just said, when you're poor, but I mean, you're not going anywhere.
So she's poor too, the mom.
I'm telling you, she's poor.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the two of you still. Okay,
no,
okay,
I'm telling you, cancel her plan, stay at a hotel. No, there's no canceling. I already paid the tickets. Can't stay at a hotel. You're poor. Oh, you're staying here.
What's she doing? Jim, giving you grief. You're trying to get by too.
My recollection of it. I was weird. I was a pretty passive guy, but if you push the right button, I was more than happy to scrap with anybody.
Mm.
And I just answered the door, and I think she had like a 26-year-old daughter or something. She's probably worried about her future, and I wasn't looking that – the whole situation didn't look that presentable to her at that point. Like, she probably thought her daughter was going to go to L.A. and marry a producer or something. Right. She ended up in La Crescenta with a bunch of dudes living in a crap house.
Did things reconcile and get better, or how did it play out?
I remember she was there for about 4 days.
Yeah.
I remember she was on the sofa. I don't remember if we ever smoothed things over.
Wow.
My recollections of the time was I was trying to figure out a way to get my girlfriend's car, like, head gasket fixed. Like, I was sort of good, but I wasn't really head gasket good enough. Yeah. And I was calling friends to figure out if they could come over and help fix a head gasket. We didn't know. We had no money. I had a Zuzu Trooper. She didn't have a job. I didn't have a job. Oh, she didn't have a place to sleep. It was a disaster. It was a disaster. So that was...
94.
February 94. And as I've said before, I was creeping up on my 30th birthday. And the plan was do something by the time you're 30.
Yeah.
That was February... What was it? February what, 94, Gary? 13th or early or mid? I'd bottomed out, and by the time we got to April of the same year, you know, from February to April, not a big chasm of time there, I met Jimmy.
Oh.
That's when I met Jimmy. January 17th. All right. So I bottomed out end of January 94, and then middle of April when I met Jimmy was completely, then it was just it was a rocket sled to the moon right after that.
Hmm.
Crazy, right? Like, yeah. I mean, I was like, I remember just going, it's over. It didn't work. You're a mess. You have no insurance. You're turning 30 in 3 months. It's done. It's not going to work. You've been doing this for 10 years.
Were you thinking, what's the replacement plan going to be? Did you have one?
No. No, I didn't. I just was like, the comedy thing didn't work, and it's not working, and you've given it, you know, pretty close to a decade, and I had quit the Acme Theater at that time, and I was back trying to do stand-up to no great effect and with no great results, and I just remember kind of going, well, I guess it just didn't work. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm by the way, plan B was, I already had plan B. I was a carpenter.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was just going more,
just keep going.
More carpentry. That's the deal. So I went back after 30 years of hearing Beans moving on to England, 30 years, and Jimmy contacting me and thinking about the 25 years.
And let's spell it out again. Kevin and Bean was the morning show on K-Rock that you first were on, that I still do once a week. And these guys have been on morning show forever.
I end up, after reading that email and sort of sifting through the sands of time and the memory glass, I end up on the ninth floor in that building.
Weird.
At noon that day, just sitting there sort of looking out the window, kind of seeing the same view I saw when I was 30 going up there for the first time.
Oh,
sitting
wow.
In the studio, you know, looking at the buildings down there. Familiar looks. All right, let's see. Let's talk about plastics with Dr. Drew and doing to our bodies. I am kind of interested in that.
Okay.
Let me hit Blinds Galore first. Huge Black Friday sale. Starts November 26th, up to 50% off of everything. One of their biggest sales of the year. Order your samples now and be ready for the sale. So I think they'll give you 15 samples.
Mm.
All the different colors.
If that doesn't do it, you know what I mean?
That's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably could do with 9, but yeah. They'll give you 15. BlindsGalore.com believes you deserve high-quality, custom-built blinds and shades. Nothing gets made until you order it. The stuff is high-end. I have it. We have it in the edit bays. I have it at home. I have the electronic ones with the remote control. All everything. And it makes a big difference. Like, it takes up it's a lot of your wall. Like, if you have windows and you're inside your house. Save a ton compared to big box stores. Over 20 years of experience, over 2 million windows and counting. It is Blinds Galore. Right, Matt?
That's right. Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, especially during their huge Black Friday sale on November 26th. Go check out BlindsGalore.com today to order your free samples. Let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
We have not spoken about the Bald Brian event. That was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. A lot of the cruise people showed up.
People from the cruise.
Yeah. And it was a nice event, I thought. And Gary's leaning into something. Are you saying something?
Oh, I thought you were looking at me. Yeah, it was a nice event.
Yeah.
It was great. It was an all-star lineup, and you guys were both great, and I thought it was a good show.
You didn't hear me talk, but it brought me back to when you first told me about his diagnosis. I don't know if you remember. We were at the Westwood One in Culver City, as I recall it, anyway. But
I definitely know when I got off. Yeah, you must be correct, because what I did is I got up. I believe that Brian called me about 6 or 7 in the evening on a sort of midweeky kind of thing, because he was saying, I can't start work with you on this TV show on Monday or Friday, whenever he was supposed to start. So I then hung up the phone with him and I called Dr. Bruce. Now, you, I didn't call because I was like, I'll see him in 2 hours. It was probably my thing.
Yeah.
So I probably hung up the phone because I have a recollection of talking to a doctor on the phone. But you're right, I didn't talk to you on the phone because I would have seen you later. So I called Dr. Bruce. Bruce told me some very negative things about that kind of tumor. I hung up with him and I was like, all right, I'm going to talk to Drew. And what did you – I mean, I remember it wasn't a good conversation.
It was horrible. I thought, oh, my God, there's almost nothing worse. I mean, it's like terrible. The prognosis at that moment for that particular tumor. And Brian is literally like case zero of remarkable response to newer anti-neoplastic therapies and, you know, sort of chemo-esque therapies. And who knew he was going to respond? I mean, and he started, if you remember, it was a little rocky at the beginning too. And
the thing that was very interesting, I don't know, I have this way, maybe everyone has a way of kind of like trying to smooth over history in their mind. And, you know, Brian was saying, I remember when we started the podcast and he was coming in, he was using a walker and he was slurring his speech and that kind of stuff. And I was sort of like, yeah, I remember the walker, but I don't really slurred speech. Okay, I remember you were affected a little, but I was kind of smoothing it over. Like, I don't really have real distinct memories of that. As weird luck would have it, when I was getting ready, I got up Saturday morning. I went to Fontana at 6 in the morning. I did this race car thing with Leno. I came home. I was working on my book with Mike Lynch. And somewhere in between, I had listened to Corolla Classics. Now, my wiring is that I've never listened to my podcast, but Corolla Classics, all that stuff's years old, and it's not my podcast.
Right.
I can just listen to stuff I don't think about
or
forgot about. It doesn't even sound like I don't think I'm listening to me. I don't know what answers I give to questions.
Totally
right?
Get it. Yep.
So I'm listening. They pick one from 10 years ago, and I can hear Brian slurring badly when he chimes in.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to like stop and go back and listen. I was like, I don't remember that. Maybe I blocked it out or whatever it is. But I'm getting ready to go to this event that commemorates 10 years since the first one, and he's slurring badly in that one.
Oh, and I remember all that because I was sort of watching it going, oh, Jesus, here we go. And his book chronicles all this. By the way, his book is excellent. The book really is.
Shrinkage.
If you have people struggling with bad illnesses, this is a great discussion about that. And I thought – and already then it was kind of – overdue, compared to, he was doing well compared to the average at the time. And then he just responded. It was unbelievable. It's like really a miracle. I mean, that's like, you know how rarely in medicine a disease that is devastating turns around with a single agent and in a single case. It just doesn't happen like that.
Well, Bernie Sanders is going to fix that because he wants those drug companies taken out and spanked.
But 10 years, post horrible diagnosis is amazing. And it could go, because it's going weird like that, go another 10 years, no problem. Because things that tend to go well. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, in your world, horrible diagnosis and I'll see in a decade don't go together ever.
No. And you know, and people always want to go to some tertiary center or some world renowned place. Like, okay, but you'll probably be part of a protocol and pancreatic cancer, maybe they'll take you from 6 months to 8 months.
Right.
That's a triumph.
Right.
You know, to go from 6 months to 10 years, I mean, my God, breathtaking to me. And I got a little emotional talking to him about it on stage. And I remember you being emotional when we talked about it. I don't know if you remember
that.
Yeah.
Well, Brian was 29, 30.
Oh, it was just, they just.
31?
Just 29.
It's just unbelievable.
It's like, it's. What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. So insane.
So I'm glad it happened to him, and I'm glad we're here. And it was nice to note, and sort of uncanny, I think it's been 10 years. It's crazy. Speaking of a lot of time passing.
I know. I mean, all I can say to people is all the younger people, it goes fast. And that's why, that's why you got to make the hay while the sun shines, man. You got to keep working on that stuff. Like, I just have these thoughts. Like I remember, and this happens as you get older, but it's like Ford v. Ferrari comes out on Friday. I remember hearing about it 9 months ago or a year ago. I was like, when's that coming out? Oh, they pushed it. It's not coming out till November. I'm like, oh, it's never coming out. It's a million. Like, we're just here. Here we are. We're right here.
Yeah.
It happens that way all the time. All right, Adrian's got a question. Adrian, 34, Salt Lake City.
What's up, dude?
What's going on?
I just wanted to quickly mention, I think systemic racism is going to be along as long as we're still calling it Black Friday.
Let me write that down.
Just kidding.
Let me write that down.
And I had something quick to say before my question. I was listening to you guys when you were talking about the door jam and Googling something and kind of knowing what's right. And I think, Adam, kind of to your point was...
Hold on. We were talking on a previous podcast about experience and door jams and
hanging a door versus experiential learning versus information we were talking about.
Right.
Skill and it was experiential learning versus information.
Go ahead, Adrian.
Right, yeah. Right. And Drew, you were kind of like, I'm against the Google search as far as knowing what to do. And I think Adam was more along the lines of, it's okay to start with the Google search, but be willing to learn and be willing to be wrong and not just go, oh, it has to be.
No. I think you're saying something very specific that's not right. So what I said was, don't confuse your Google search for medical training. It's great to be informed. Yeah. Great to be informed when you get to the doctor, but don't think you have a lot of information there. Just you have the basics so you can understand the topic, but you really don't know anything. That's all. And then you said, Adam was talking about the experience of swinging a door and all the different kinds of maneuvers you can do to get it right that the average person would have no experience with.
Well, right. What I was saying, just to put a fine point on it, which is when you go to open a door and it's sticky, it's stuck up on the top corner or it's dragging along the bottom, your first impulse is, I got to sand that down. But you should be asking yourself, why is it sticking? Not, shall I remove some of the door? Shall I pull the door back up into place so it's not sticky? I need to move the door, not take material off the door.
Yeah.
So your first impulse of like how to fix things sometimes is incorrect.
Right.
And by the way, once you go down the road of removing material, then when you do fix it, now you got a bigger gap at the top, whatever. All right, go ahead, Adrian. Right. Sorry.
Now you've got all that light and all that air coming through. Yeah, and Drew, I've actually been kind of like a professional patient for the last 10 years, so I don't feel scared at all. Like if my doctor does Google something, because I know what he's doing is he's looking for something and he's kind of getting some confirmation of his training and, you know, this is kind of what I'm thinking. And so he's going there versus me, and I look at something and it says cancer, and then I'm like, oh, so it's cancer immediately versus him just trying to narrow stuff down.
Why are you a professional patient?
I was diagnosed with heart failure actually at 25.
Jesus. Is it a virus?
I forget the term they use for it, but it was like after a suicide attempt where my body just kind of shut down and my ejection fraction went down to about 5%.
Oh my God.
Like,
that's crazy.
And I gained about 150 pounds of
fluid.
Just water.
Oof.
Yeah.
Bad time.
So a couple hospital stays and fun stuff like that.
Well, I'm imagining they were talking about cardiac transplants too.
Nothing like that. I mean, we were definitely getting to the point of we may have to do some surgery, but diuretics and diet and exercise got my ejection fraction back to 35-40.
Okay. So that was probably going to happen anyway. So it was some sort of reaction to the hypoxia, the lack of oxygen.
Right. So so I've kind of swung back and forth. Like I was really good on my diet and my swung back and got back into my bad habits. So my ejection fraction went down again. So I actually now have a subcutaneous ICD,
Jesus.
Which good they times. Say, I mean, is like an insurance policy
has it gone off?
My heart. No,
good.
No, not at all. I mean, my heart rate is good and I'm able to exercise.
All right.
I just need to drop the weight is what I need to do.
All right.
But yeah, that's why I've been a professional patient. And so one of the things I've been trying to do is following like the no sugar, no grain, and just trying to be on a more holistic and natural kind of diet and everything I intake. And one of the things I keep hearing Drew talk about is the plastics that we're just how much it's doing to us and the synthetic estrogens that can be leached off of them. And when I was just kind of looking into that, a lot of what I was reading was talking about that's where the BPA comes into play.
Yes, that's
so
right.
Is it just plastics that have the BPA? So if you're using, say, a reusable water bottle that says it's BPA-free, is that one that you don't have to worry about?
That or, should be fine.
I mean, is there still...
Gary, I'm sure you're looking up the particular... We did a whole podcast on this.
Episode 384 with Dr. Elliot Hirsch. There's little symbols. I can't remember. I think there are specific numbers in those little triangles that's on the bottom of a plastic
exactly.
bottle.
Exactly. And we go through all that in the podcast. I'm not sure I can get it to you off the top of my head, but Elliot Hirsch would... If you looked at his website, I bet he'd have all that information there. But it's... And I was not... He was a really good guest. He's a really smart guy. I came in skeptical to the conversation, and I left persuaded that something's going on. And then with 50 years, we'll all be chicks. I started thinking, maybe this is part of the story. Maybe this is actually – maybe we actually are being estrogenized, you know?
Well, you talk about – and you've always talked about when you put a man in a position of power, he produces testosterone.
Yeah, yeah.
If you take a man and you sort of cuckold him,
mm-hmm. Not so good.
Which is what we're doing. Yeah. Can you start producing estrogen?
Well, you can drop testosterone.
Right. Drop testosterone. Yeah, right. So whatever the opposite. So yeah. if you think about, you go, you can raise testosterone by giving a guy corner office and saying he's the boss. Like, okay, that's not a supplement. That's not a cream. That's just you've raised it psychologically, mm-hmm. mentally, emotionally. Well, if you can raise something emotionally, you should be able to lower something emotionally, right?
Absolutely.
This is my ranchero music argument. Like, hey, if there's good music, there's got to be bad music. If symphonic music makes you smart, there has to be a music that makes you dumb. It can't just be
good. We can vote on that.
Well, there's music that makes you smart, then there's music that makes you dumb.
Yes.
Like that's yeah, my world.
Makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
Good logic.
With the ranchero, that's what that is. Okay. I think my test scores would back me up. So my point is this. Maybe guys are getting more sedentary and more sort of, you know, you're not allowed to whistle at women when they walk past a construction site. By the way, you're not even on a construction site. You're in a cubicle and you're playing Fortnite on your phone, you know. Like, maybe we're producing that.
Could be.
Maybe that testosterone's going down. They say the sperm count's going down. Right?
That goes with testosterone oftentimes. It's a harder thing to document, those testosterone levels, because they're so variable person to person.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to take each person and graph them down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly – I think a good surrogate for that would be the sperm level. So that's an indication that probably that's dropping down. Hey, let me talk about e-skimming for a second. Cyberskiminals. Wow. Cyberskiminals?
Skiminals.
Cyber criminals watch online shopping carts to steal credit and debt card info, names, birth date, passwords from websites and mobile apps. E-skimming, I think you've heard of it. To understand, you got to be important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity theft is, of course, a serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You could miss certain identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit, right? Particularly, think about underage people, and they can so there's so many things they could do, and there's a good thing that's a LifeLock to protect you. We like the convenience of the internet. We like using these websites and filling our shopping carts and using our information that's readily on our phone. Well, so do the cyber criminals. LifeLock now detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web, say. If they detect your information, they will send you an alert. Good thing there's LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Join LifeLock now and get an extra 10% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. Get an extra 10% off.
All right. Let's see. You can go to AdamCarolla.com if you want to find out where I'm doing stand-up and my YouTube page as well. Check out No Safe Spaces. Doing very well at a... come and do a theater near you.
Oh, we'll talk about that tomorrow or next show.
NoSafeSpaces.com and check that out. Adulting Like a Mother Father, a new podcast on Podcast One. So check that out. What do you got, Drew?
Go to Dr.com. Also go to Dr.TV if you would and sign up there. And we do a live show once in a while, and I won't sign up for that. We'll give you a blast. You can call and just ask questions live.
We'll be back on Wednesday. We're doing a Monday, Wednesday, Friday week. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew Sam. Mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.